Hello again. This is Pastor Deborah. And once again, we are in another audiobook. We're still in volume 3 of The Multitudes. We just finished up part number 15, and we are beginning part or lesson number 16. We ended up with learning in the last lesson that when we become born again, new spiritual creatures, we get the Holy Spirit. And within the Holy Spirit are 7 wonderful spirits of the Heavenly Father. And I want to do a quick review of those 7 spirits. But before we begin, let's have a prayer. Dear Father, we come to you, the Spirit of all life, the Spirit of all truth and knowledge. We ask that you pull back the veil of darkness and ignorance so that our spiritual eyes may see and our spiritual hearts may understand your truth, your light, and set us free from slavery and bondage to ignorance and to the fear of death. We thank you that your greatest gift, yourself, you who is agape love, has come to us, has given us this gift freely, all of eternity. You have shared yourself with us. You are opening yourself up to us, and we thank you. Now help us to learn more about you and about ourselves so that we may become all that you desire for us to become spiritually, a newborn spiritual king of the kingdom of heaven, and that our soul will be transformed, renewed to be the helpmate, the rightful servant of our spirit, and that we will learn more about the kingdom of heaven that we are to administrate, manage, and shepherd within ourselves and here on earth. We thank you. In the name of your Son, your Word, Christ Jesus. Amen. All right, let's begin. Let's review the 7 spirits of the Lord. Number 1 was the Spirit of the Lord God Himself. Number 2 was the Spirit of God's Wisdom. Number 3 was the Spirit of God's Understanding. Number 4 was the Spirit of God's Counsel. Number 5, the Spirit of God's Might, His Strength, His Power. 6, the Spirit of God's Knowledge. 7, the Spiritual Fear, the Honor, the Reverence, the Respect, and the Love of the Lord Himself. Yeah, we were given all of those 7 in one, all in the Holy Spirit, who is the governor of the kingdom of heaven. And He lives within us as the Spirit of Light, the Spirit of Truth. Now let's begin part 16. The spiritual oil that comes with the Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit, this oil anoints us, it rubs on us, it pours on us, it pours in us, and is spiritually burning within our spiritual mind as a lamp, as a light. For we, the Spirit, the newborn spiritual child, we are the lampstand. We are the spiritual instrument of salvation within the newly spiritually recreated spiritual man's heart, his mind. And that is the Holy Spirit of God Himself, the oil. He carries the oil. He is the oil. And the oil is the light, the revelations, and the truth of God, of me, of you, and of the kingdom of God, and of all truth and light. This spiritual lamp, this stand, this salvation, this glory is shining always before the Lord. The Holy Spirit's oil is always burning. It's as if there was a lamp, a candle, always in front of the Lord in His throne room, in His heart, and He sees it burning and shining brightly. And His desire is that it shines out here on earth to all. So God's light, God's spiritual life, spiritually shines out of ours, of yours, spiritual salvation, out of the spiritually newly created heart, the mind of the spiritual man. Yes, that is His desire. Come and show Himself to you first as being anointed with the light, and then the light to shine out to your soul, and then your soul and your spirit to shine out brightly in the realm of the spirit and the realm of the natural. Now let's go to a scripture. John 1:1-5. of the Authorized King James Version. Verse 5. We're continuing this verses from part 15. And the light, the life that is spiritually filled with God's own spiritual life, spiritually shines out into the spiritual darkness, the ignorance, the land of a spiritual man's spiritual heart and its soul, as well as on the earth itself, all of creation, and to all things and creatures that are on the earth. And his agape love also shines out as rays, glorious, radiant love and light. He desires for you to see him. And if you see him, then you will see yourself. For he is in you, and he is giving you his light and his life, and is filling you with the anointing oil of agape love. And the spiritual darkness and ignorance that's in you still, in many of your chambers, they're like houses in a city with locked doors. They must be open, and the darkness must be repelled by his light, his rays of light and life, and then out to the world. Yet this spiritual darkness, this ignorance, does not spiritually comprehend. It does not understand. It cannot receive his light. It's all foolishness to it, to the subconscious soul. It's not real. Can't be seen with the five senses, tasted or touched. It's not a part of the world of darkness it lives in. This light, this agape love, this life, it's not real to the darkness of the subconscious, and even to the darkness of the spiritual heart that has been untouched yet by God's own spiritual life and its rays of agape love. We're going to stop right there so you can think about darkness versus light, and how you may even have some areas still in you that know nothing about yourself, your true nature, what the kingdom of heaven is, that you are a king, and you how you are to rule and manage and administer that kingdom of heaven. Here on earth, we must push darkness out. The darkness must give way if you are to grow and become the fullness he desires you to be. But let's close with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time with you, shining your rays of truth, light, and understanding. Help us to push the darkness and the ignorance away, to free the many chambers of our heart, our mind, and to transform our own soul, so that we may become in the fullness of spirit, soul, and physical body, all you desire for us to be, a new spiritually recreated spirit, a transformed soul, and eventually have a new glorious body and return unto a new and glorious earth where there is no sin and death, where there is no darkness, where you rule and reign over all and in all and through all. And we thank you now for this lesson, part number 16. And as we ponder these words, we will await part 17, the multitudes, the greatest gift, agape love. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Okay, everybody. Yep, he's here. We're in the garden. You go play with the animals, the creatures. Take a nap. Just bask in his presence and his glory. Yes, he's over there on the hill. He is always teaching, so you can learn more and more and be more and more free, and more darkness can be lifted off of you and out of you. You be blessed today, and I'll see you again in the multitudes and audiobooks sponsored by Agape Love, Love Is Here Ministries by Pastor Deborah, who wrote this years ago. You come back, love always and forever. See you then. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually the Lord's way for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments, and if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at pastordeborah@agapeloveishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love Is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.